You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 101.
Let's go, guys. Hey, we're going to teach you a powerful mental conditioning system called the MVP process. Let's go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Master Your Mindset Podcast, the spot to get your mind right. You can't just train the body. You can't just train your craft or your skills. You got to train the inner game, the mental game. Because that's where the biggest growth happens. So, T-Money, today we are talking about being intentional about training the mind. Whoa. Having systems in place to improve confidence, to improve clarity, to improve being calm and present in the moment. And again, I got to give credit to my guy, Graham Betchart. Had an amazing hour Zoom one-on-one with him, just talking about life, talking about being an entrepreneur, talking about teaching the mental game. And he's been teaching guys like Aaron Gordon, who was robbed of the dunk contest twice.
Yeah.
But he's teamed up with Aaron Gordon, who's he's been trained since Aaron was 11. They have a new company called Train the Mind, which they're providing mental skills training, making mental skills training normal for all ages. And the system that Graham has been teaching for years is called the MVP, or called to do your MVPs. And it's an acronym for the M is to meditate, to quiet your breathing, to slow it down, and just focus on being present in the moment. The V is to visualize yourself having success, to visualize you know, really being focused and seeing yourself executing and using all your senses, imagery, sight, sound, feel, touch, smell. In that moment, your brain can't tell the difference between a real and imagined event. And the P is positive self-talk. So give yourself affirmations. Get yourself ready to go. Hype yourself up. You know, speak these truths into your life. We like to say, speak what you seek and then see what you said. Speak it into existence. And, you know, confidence, the number one source, is how you speak to yourself, backed by putting in the work. So, T-Money, are you getting your reps in?
Yeah.
Are you getting your mindfulness, meditation reps in to train breath, to train connecting to the present moment, to train being here and now?
I mean, not as much as I should be, but yes, I have, especially lately, I've been working on that. I've been doing my flow journal every night. Rise journal, not flow journal. And then throwing it way back there.
I know, the rise.
Yeah, and then, like, when I'm out on the golf course, I'm making sure, like, with my breath and visualization before every shot, like, putting that into my pre-shot routine, and that's been helping out, too.
That's it. So, there's just so much evidence on mindfulness, meditation, that calms nerves, lowers stress. It gets you out of that sympathetic nervous system, fight, flight, freeze, high, to that parasympathetic, rest, calm, clear. And it's just a great tool because, like, when you're performing, nerves are going to come. That's completely normal. But have you done the work consistently to train to get back in control? Your breath is in the present moment, to put a fortress around what you focus on. I'm going to focus on the here and now. Now, the V is to visualize. So have you pinpointed, you know, what you want to achieve, and you know your spots on the court or on the field, or if you're giving a speech? Do you have that plan? But do you see yourself executing it? Let's raise our self-image comfort zone. Let's raise what we expect is normal. And let's create these neural pathways.
Yep.
Because everything happens twice, first in our mind, then in real life. So let's be intentional about picturing ourselves in control, focused, clear, and having success. Because sometimes we set what is called default goals, where we visualize things we don't want, and we're creating these connections that are not serving us. And then again, you know, positive self-talk, give yourself some affirmations. When I look at the top performers, you know, there's a video on YouTube, players in the NFL mic'd up. And they're saying things like, I'm here, let's go, stay in rhythm. Like they're talking out loud how they want to show up.
Yeah. So
this can influence how you perform. Remember, your thoughts and your words influence your feelings, your emotions, your biochemistry, and how you act and perform. So T-Money, should we guide the listeners through the MVP process? So let's do a shorter version of it. We're going to do 30 seconds each step. Yep. But as your mental skills coach, think of me like a strength coach in the weight room that's guiding you through certain lifts. I'm going to guide you through these three mental lifts. They're going to build mental strength, mental toughness, clarity. So we can front load our thinking. So in the moment, we don't think. We avoid decision fatigue. We're completely clear and we're going to attack. We're going to focus on the process and the outcome, be present, next play speed, and palms down as a review from last episode. All right, so let's go. Listeners, get someplace clear and quiet. You can have your eyes open or eyes shut. Doesn't matter to me. I prefer that your eyes are closed. So let's just get comfortable. Let's just take a slow, deep breath in through our nose. Hold it for a count. Now, slow exhale out through your mouth. Take that slow, deep breath, long exhale. Now for the next 30 seconds, I want you to just breathe. Just connect to your breath, connect to your body. Feel gravity pull you down. And just recognize thoughts might come and go, no problem. Just gently get your focus back to your breath. Nice. Now, let's visualize success. See yourself performing at your best. Picture what you want and see things around you. See who's around you. Hear things. What are you wearing? Put yourself in that environment and feel your body moving and experience that moment right now. Nice. Now it's time for positive self-talk. Feed the good wolf. Talk to yourself like you would want your best friend to talk to you. Say things like, I got this. I put in the work. Maybe think of times when you've had success in the past. But just flood the zone with positivity, with optimism. Give yourself some affirmations now. Great job. Let's go. You are your best mental coach. You are your best and most powerful mental coach. Because what you say to yourself has 10 times the power versus what others say to you. So take control of your life. Take control of your mindset. Show up every day. Get your mental reps in. Just like you train the body and your skills. Carve out, you know, 3-5 minutes a day. We're not asking for an hour.
Yep.
But practice breathing and being present. Practice seeing what you want. One of the greatest golfers of all time, Jack Nicklaus, says, I never miss a putt in my mind.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan says, I always visualize success. So see what you want. Your brain cannot tell the difference. And then talk to yourself like a champion. Have championship self-talk. Negativity is never going to help anyone. We can't guarantee that being positive always works. We can't guarantee that being negative always works for the negative. So talk to yourself like a champion, and that's going to influence confidence, clarity, and calm. So, T-Money, when are you going to get your reps in?
Before bed, when I wake, before bed every night.
Yeah. It takes 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly.
To be intentional, okay, let's take maybe 3 to 4 slow, deep breaths.
Yeah.
Train being present. Let's, even if it's 30 seconds a minute, let's picture myself achieving maybe what I want to do, you know, tomorrow, or picture, you know, your round, or picture yourself crushing it, you know, at school. And then just give yourself some loving words. Have some grace for yourself. Sure. Like, the most important conversation you have these days is with yourself. So guys, let's go. Get those MVPs in. And that's our challenge today. When will you get your reps in? Write it down. Tell someone. It's called habit stacking. Connect this with the habit that you already do. Maybe after you brush your teeth or in the shower or when you get dressed, like get this system locked in. Let's go. Big shout out to my bro, Graham Betchart. Thank you for being a light to the world. Much love and peace and abundance to you. And let's go. Like this, like our show, subscribe, share with a friend, give them these tools, teach your people you love these tools. And Team Money, the body has limits.
But the mind is limitless. How you know, man?